Welcome to all those people that are listening in online through BBS Radio on this Monday, June the 11th, 2018. Another one-hour episode with Winfrey, located in Sedona, Arizona, and Terry Brown, co-host. I have not seen an email yet. I do not know what's up for tonight's show. We'll see what happens. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call, so we wait for more people to join in on the phone line. And we're a couple of minutes away from the hour, so let's hang in there. But back to you, Jeff. The you know, with solar, that you kind of have to have a electrical contract to do it, because you have to go through your utility company. You know, they have to give you permission and things like that, and they are going to see it on the meter.
So you have to have a special license for it.
Yes. And it comes into play when you want to hook it up. You know, your utility company needs to be, it needs to go in accordance with them. You cannot just put solar on. You know, you have to have permission to do so.
Ah, I see.
Good evening. Welcome to the Monday call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, Heise. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
So you don't know what the topic is tonight?
I do not. And Vin might not know it himself yet. All right.
Well, that might make for an exciting call.
Yeah.
So will Terry be on tonight as well?
He usually is, yes. Okay. And she might even do a channeling. Let's see what happens. The Sunday morning channeling, so I think it's pretty awesome, the information that's coming through. Well, I got a call here.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Are we the only two so far?
There's a few. I think there was Jane in Pennsylvania. This is Jeff and Ruth, and we're in Missouri somewhere.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hello. Who just joined in?
This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hi, hi.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
I had to answer the other phone. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
It's Wanda from Love Valley, Canada.
Wanda, how are you?
Really good.
All right. Good to hear your voice again.
Fabulous.
All right. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Yes, hi. This is Sharon from Missouri.
Hello, Sharon. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening to you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you as well. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Prudy in Asheville.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you, Heise. Hi.
How you doing, Prudy?
Okay, Heise. Thanks for asking.
All right. If we have somebody else joined in, welcome. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin, Texas.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Thank you. Good evening.
All right. Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Welcome to the call, Wynn.
Thank you.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you. And the next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Valerie from Livermore. Hi.
Hello, Valerie. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Valerie.
Hey,
nice Wynn. Nice to hear your voice on a Monday.
Right.
Do you usually come to Monday calls?
No, it's my first time actually able to connect.
Okay.
Yep. And the last few Mondays have been really, really, really deep and good. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. We are getting... Do you... Never mind. Go ahead, Les.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Wynn, this is Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, I have a suggestion that we... Trump and Kim are meeting right now. I suggest if we send a light to both of them.
Okay. That's a good idea. And I know you had... Did you eventually get into the Sunday healing list?
Yeah, I did. I ended up with my healing list ended up getting read twice, unfortunately. So something a little off with the healing list with the software.
Hey, Wynn, this is Jeff and Ruth Proctor.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
Where are you guys?
So, right now we're in the middle of Missouri. Well, how far are we from? Maybe about an hour from St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Cruising down the road.
Moving what?
We're cruising down the road.
Are you driving a semi?
Well, no, not a semi, but I haul cars for a living. I've got a Dodge Ram 3500 and a five-car hauler. We go back and forth from Ohio to Oklahoma every week.
Now, are you taking horses? No, you're not taking horses there.
No, cars.
Cars.
Lots of horsepower.
Horsepower.
Yeah. Cars okay. And trucks. SUVs.
Hey, how are you? Go ahead.
We're doing good. I'm just wondering what the... Do you have any idea what the topic's going to be tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't decided yet. I like to leave things for last minute. But
okay.
No, actually, I think we're going to do an open mic. We did it last week, and it was really good. You know, people get tired of listening to me 7 days, 10 days 10 calls a week, right? Mm-hmm. People have lots of things to express, and then they're helping each other. And so that's what my intent is to do.
We have three more people joining. Good evening to you. Please say a name and location.
Good evening, Ice, Anna Kentwell.
Welcome to the call, Anna.
Thank you.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome to the call, Shirley.
Thank you.
Hi, Shirley.
Shirley.
Hello.
Your voice has an unusual sing-song in it today.
Oh.
You don't always have that.
Yeah, I was listening to music.
You have a really sensitive nature.
That's the reason.
Yes.
It was coming through in your voice.
Okay.
Oh, well, thank you.
I never heard it before. Quite like that.
I felt that, too. Thank you, girl.
You noticed it, too?
Yes, I did.
Anybody there?
Me?
Is anybody here? Nobody's here.
I'm here.
Somebody else called in. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Helen in Virginia.
Welcome, Helen. Good evening.
Helen? Helen?
Yes.
I know you're sad because your dog's in the hospital, right?
Yes.
Is it worse than that?
Oh.
Is she still alive?
So far?
Blessings to you, Helen, and your dog.
Thank you.
We have another person joining in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Suzanne in Columbus.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome.
Thanks. Hi.
And I will turn the things off.
Now, is Terry here?
No, I haven't seen Terry.
She was taking an order. It's always nice to have her on the line.
And I welcome all those people that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Good evening to you.
Now, by the way, since we're doing an open mic tonight, Hives, maybe you can go on BBS's website and find their number. So if anyone is listening on the internet, they can call in if they want.
Yes, they can see it right there. I need to leave then.
Are you right immediately after this?
In a minute.
Okay. Terry, are you off the phone? Okay. Terry's going to be on in a minute. Okay.
All right.
Yay.
Dimitri, you're not on the line, are you? Probably not.
I have not seen him, no. So.
Now, we've already started. So, just because we don't talk doesn't mean we're not starting. Sometimes the best things happen when you don't talk.
Terry.
Love it.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hi,
welcome.
Terry.
Good
Hi,
evening.
Terry.
Hi.
I'm Terry.
Hi.
Love you.
Hello, Terry.
Thank you.
Hi.
All right. So those people that are listening in on BBS Radio, you can call into the show over here, actually to BBS. So call into the show if you dial area code 323-744-4841. and then you get connected to the folks in the studio at BBS, and you can ask them to get live on the air. I'll repeat the phone number one more time. You're on station 2, and the phone number is... Actually, there are two numbers.
Yeah.
First, again, 323-744-4841. And I see there's also an 800 number. You might want to try that. It's 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. All right.
What about the 641 number?
That is different. That's for the conference call. This is for people who are listening to BBS. If they want to have a say here, if they want to share something, they can call into BBS. They can also call this, this conference call. But
people are on the internet, and since we're doing an open mic, they can call in.
On the live news feed, the cars are rolling in to drop off the delegates for the meeting.
For Trump and Kim?
Yep, they're just being dropped off at the doors now.
Mm-hmm. Right at this moment. We're going to do it. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Roger,
let you know.
For mentioning that. Did you see my phone? All right. So I think... Hyde might be off. So
I'm still here.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Trump,
I want to make sure that... Can we start the recorder?
I can start it. Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Being here.
Here we go. Taking off.
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 11th, 2018. Win and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. But this is not Whole Planet Healing. This is our Monday night wild card night, and I think I'm going to do another open mic. Is there a Gary on the line? No Gary?
No.
Okay. So we're rolling, and the mic is open.
Rather amazing, but let me give you my theory that I know Peter from. My theory is that the president...
Okay, I guess we're not doing an open mic. I have to inspire you guys. Huh?
Well, I got a question. Have you heard William Branham?
William Brown?
Yes.
It doesn't ring a bell. Who am I talking to?
This is Jeff Proctor.
Jeff. Okay. Who is William Brown?
William Branham was a preacher back in the 50s and 60s, many in that time believed he was a prophet, Elijah. Reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did a lot of healings, went around the world 7 times, And even today, he died in 65 in a car accident in Arizona. Used to live in Jeffersonville, Indiana, but he also had a home in Tucson, Arizona. But he has, to this day, there's hundreds of thousands of followers around the world that believe he was a prophet. And I was just curious if you had heard of him or what. He talked a lot about Elohim. All of his, they call it the message, because he recorded all of his sermons over the years. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of sermons. And,
wow.
But anyway, I was just curious whether or not you had heard of him before.
Did you follow him when he was alive?
He died before we were born, but my wife's parents followed
him. That's no excuse. You could have been part of his angelic choir.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
But, you know, as I've come to see things, it's like, there's a lot, I don't think I like the word prophet, okay? I don't like any word that makes you think somebody's exalted, because I think people generate experiences. As I see it now, people have teams. And if they have a good team, they can really impress people. And they, oftentimes they don't say, I have a team. It's not me, it's them, right? And
right.
So we kind of give up our power to them. And it stunts your growth to give up your power to anybody. And, you know, even the Elohim, you know, when I originally asked them, do you really like it when people worship you? And they said, no. I didn't know what to expect when they answered, you know. But they said no.
Sure.
And so...
It's not about joking. Yeah.
It doesn't mean that this fellow is not a great person to listen to. And that he's not inspiring, okay? I mean...
Well, he was that way, too. He didn't exalt himself in any way. He was
I'm
just a man. I'm not doing any of this. This is God working through me, whatever. But people
that followed him
exalted him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They
made
him...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they basically almost worshipped him. Because of the miracles and stuff that happened around him, you know.
Right.
You know, he raised one person from the dead. Just healed people's limbs right in front of their eyes. You know, just different miracles that just happened around him. And he was like, this is not me. This is Christ working through me. I don't have any power to do this. But people, even though he said that, they still exalted him, put him up on a pedestal, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, don't do that with me, okay?
Right.
Not unless you start performing miracles.
Well.
Yeah, even then, he's just a man.
Even then, you know, every time I have a synchronicity, and I've had a lot of synchronicities, I mean, when I was younger, I said, man, how can this be happening? This is impossible, right? And, but it kept happening. And, you know, now I know how it works. And I keep telling you guys how it works. You know, anybody can have a team around them. My God. And, I mean, the Ra group says, when you start doing things and putting yourself out there, you get more resources. You get help, you know? And they're monitoring you, okay? They really are. They're monitoring me. They're monitoring Terry. They're monitoring Jeff. Well, he's driving along. You know, you can test it. Start acting like you're being monitored. Just, you know, act like it. Okay, I know that you're watching me now. Okay. If you guys want to give me a sign, I'll take a sign. But, you know, pardon me? But you know what? The Trump Kim thing is taking place right now, right? So let's take a moment of silence and send some good energy to it, right?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Father, Mother, God, we just ask for a group energy and all those sources on the other side that want to help send some energy, positive energy, around this meeting between Trump and Kim. And while we're at it, this is not exactly on the same level, but we'll send some light, some love light to Helen's dog that's in the hospital right now. Okay.
All callers are unmuted.
Anybody else have something important? Going through something on a personal level? No.
Working on writing my own book, yes.
Okay, who's that?
Valerie.
Yeah,
what are you going to write? Keeps telling me to write.
Are we going to be in your book?
Well, of course.
Okay.
You're part of my experience, right?
Right. Well, I've had a lot of people that were part of my experience that I wouldn't put in a book.
Well, guess what? They're all going in, and they can own it.
All right.
Yeah. You know? It's my life.
You know, something I should tell you, okay? For the past 6 months, every time you or Rich Buckley ask a question, Terry says, "Oh no, Livermore again."
Right? I'm sorry.
No, but I'm serious now. She says it because she's picking up that there's a lot of radiation in Livermore.
Yes.
Do you know that? Is that true?
Well, there was. And maybe there still is. I don't know.
Well,
and I don't really care. All I know is I'm going to be me.
I'm going to be me. Even if I'm mutated. Who's that talking in the background there?
That's David.
Hi, Wren. Yeah, Livermore Lab is right here. We're about 5 minutes from us.
Right.
In Sandia.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably some. We were told by Elohim and Terry and you that there was some
the very first time I called in, or not called in, but wrote in.
Yeah, buried.
They tried to.
Waste.
There was a radiation leak, and they stopped it. Yes.
And it was not really that harmful, but yes, there was some radiation.
If they said it really wasn't that harmful, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, they stopped the leak.
They stopped. Okay.
Right.
They said.
When did they stop this?
No, you told me that. I don't know.
It was like 3 years ago.
The first time I ever wrote into you, you said, oh my gosh, radiation. Oh, wait, but they stopped it.
Well, yeah. It's like every time I don't get it so bad now, but I get a radiation sick when I tune in, and because there was some radiation there, they put it in the dirt or something or somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Most likely. Yeah.
You know, one of my best friends when I was in high school, I think, lives in Livermore. Do you know any of those high-tech nerd guys?
What's his name?
His name is Larry Zuckerman.
What? Say it again.
Larry Zuckerman. Oh.
Zuckerman. Okay. Okay. I thought you said Zimmerman. Because I know Larry Zimmerman.
Zuckerman, isn't that already a CEO or something of a company?
Yeah,
he's very bright. He's like I called him up one time, and I can't call up people that I knew back then. It's like, they think I'm crazy. I forgot.
Yes,
I forgot, because I am. Well, because, no, I mean, I could say that I was crazy. I could say that, but, you know, it's interesting. I can even tell people all the things that happened to me, and I show them the pictures of people that look like people. Now, we heard that phone number. All the lines are open now.
Right. Thank you. Maybe a little
lucky. What's that old name? That old name is, I didn't know now, I didn't know that.
Great. Thank you so much. All right.
I'm trying to figure out how to mute that person. There we go. There we go. I think they're muted. Okay. Now, this is not too exciting, an open mic.
Well, we can make it exciting.
Well, it's got to be authentic, though. It's got to be authentic. You can't just...
I was watching, looking at your page, your Facebook, and what's some of the latest stuff you guys have been talking about?
I stopped going on Facebook.
I think you've been posting stuff on Facebook, but shows, I think, and some of the topics, questions and answers. Valerie's back there. Here she is.
Oh. Hey, Wynn. You were going to ask me a question right when you started, and you said, wait, never mind. What was it?
Is it Valerie?
Yes.
Mm. I don't remember.
Wow. Because I felt like it's a good question, but you're like, wait a minute, I better wait for this. All right.
Wow. Somebody was so coming down the line, that's all.
Who wants to share their most far-out synchronicity?
Oh, gosh.
I can talk about one. Can I talk about one?
Go for it, Dave.
Okay. I have a story.
Synchronicity.
Kind of a long story, but I'll cut it down to size.
Now, wait a second. Dave is not loud enough.
Okay.
Does he have... Can you get louder?
Here, I'll stop. A bit closer.
Okay.
Okay, how's this?
That's better. Are you driving?
No, I'm sitting here in the backyard with Valerie.
Okay.
On my deck. And so I needed to get a background clearance done. And so I went into this little extension police department, and I found out my license was suspended, so they couldn't do the background clearance. So he says, well, how did you get here, sir? Your license is suspended. I said, well, I lied to him, and I said, well, my brother's in the car. I think he went across the street to the store. I have to wait for him to get back, you know. So anyway, he goes, okay. So there was no brother, okay. So I go to my car. I'm sitting there waiting for a while, the sun's in my eyes, and I'm sitting in the passenger seat, thinking like my brother's going to be there, and there's the sheriff on the sidewalk watching me, waiting, and we're waiting for my brother to come, and there's going to be no brother, okay, so I don't know what the hell to do, you know, so I all of a sudden the sun's in my eyes, so I decide I'm going to move over to the passenger seat, the driver's side, and get out of the sun, so I'm sitting there, the door's open, my leg is out the door, and I fall asleep right there. So I have this dream that this car pulls up to my car right there, headlights, daytime, the headlights are in my eyes, the grill's in my face, it's running, you know, the door opens, the guy gets out of the car, it's the sheriff, I can see a silhouette with his cowboy hat, and he's walking towards me. This is in the dream, okay? So he walks up to me, and he goes, so, there is no brother, is there? Somebody told me in the dream, say, tell the truth. Okay, so I said, no, sir, there isn't. And he goes, well, what do you say? You get in your car, you go that way, and I get in my car and go the other way. You should go take care of your shit. I never see you again. So, okay. I says, oh, my God, thank you very much. This is in the dream, okay? So all of a sudden, I wake up. I'm woken up to
in real life.
I woke up in real life to this car pulling up to me where I got my leg outside the door, a grill in my face, headlights in my eyes, guy gets out of the car, a silhouette of the sheriff walking up to me. And by this time, I'm just freaking out, okay? And somebody's telling me, just go with it.
You have a caller, line one.
Okay, so, and I said, okay, so here he comes, and he goes, so, this is real life now. He goes, so, there is no brother, is there? And I go, no, sir, there isn't. I like you. And he goes, well, what do you say? I get my car and go this way. You get me sorry, what I never see you again, you know? And I go, oh my God, thank you so much, thank you so much. And I leave, and I go, oh my God, what just happened? You know, like, so I drove like to a mountain bike, and I just ordered a pitcher of beer, and I sat there and drank a beer, going, what the hell is going on? Like, okay, so what I did was I think I tapped into the Akashic Records. I think I was able to jump in time and see what happened a few minutes ahead of time. And just witness it. And then it's like my angels tell me this is possible. And if you practice this,
yes,
you can go into it just by meditating and focusing your intent. And there you go. What do you think?
That's cool.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. That's good. Okay. And we have somebody on BBS that called in. And we very rarely take calls on BBS, so let's let them through. If Doug is still listening.
Hello?
Yeah, hi there.
Hello? Oh, hi there.
I hear you.
Tommy, good evening. Can
hi,
you hear
Tommy.
Me?
I do.
Hi.
Where are you located? Where are you located?
Tennessee. I'm in
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Do you listen to us all the time on BBS?
Yes. Great station over there. Can you hear me okay? I'm kind of getting an echo a little bit.
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Just making sure here. You know, they can send a man to the moon, but can't keep our communications clear and make a good cup of coffee. I was listening there and and you were sort of at a standstill for a lively program there, I guess, for things to talk about, and you did give the number out, and then you said you rarely give it out, but anyway, I thought I would chime in there. I heard you one time a few years ago I've heard you a couple times on Coast to Coast, I think, right? Yeah, with George. And then I think you were explaining something about your relationship with David Wilcock or something like that, and that was kind of interesting. So you were saying something to the effect that he, if I remember, he wasn't... warming up to you, you know, those are my words, but like he wasn't responding to you or answering you or something. I forgot what that was. You don't have to drag
you know
that
what?
Up, but
I don't like after the book came out, the reason I wrote that book was not because David Wilcock was Edgar Casey. It was because the channelings in that book were so incredibly deep. And the sources on the other side were almost begging David to do that. I mean, in the book, and David approved everything that was in the book. In the book, they said, David, get your ego out of the way and let our messages come through. We can stop disasters on your planet. And when the book came out, David stopped doing it. And we went in our different directions. But, of course, they contacted me. You realize that, right? They contacted me. And they talked to me. I mean, I've told the story. Everyone on this line heard the story 30 times.
Uh-huh.
They were talking to me through two consecutive women. I'm not a channel. And, you know, it's a source that said they created the universe. And, you know, I said, how am I supposed to put this out? But I'm doing it, right? But I just tell people, don't believe anything I say. Kick my tires. If you don't get anything out of it, go somewhere else. But, so that's all. I mean,
yeah.
Now, Tom, do you know what Book Win is talking about?
Say that again, please.
Do you know Vin is talking about the book? Do you know which book he is talking about?
I haven't.
Well, you know, I wrote the book that ties Wilcock to Casey.
Right. I know you told that. Yeah, you explained that on the show.
And most people who read the book believe that they're the same soul. That the case is very well made. But, you know, if you were listening a little bit earlier, we're talking about Jeff was talking about a fellow who people thought of as a prophet, right? And I said, I don't like to use those words. The one thing I recognize, and I've recognized this for a good portion of my life, I recognize wisdom, and I recognize energy. I can feel energy. So I don't give up my power.
Right.
I don't think I have in a long time. Even I don't even give up my power to the Elohim. And that's probably why they like me. Because it would be very easy to become a prophet or a demagogue or a messiah and act like that to other people because of who I'm talking to. But it's not my style.
Right.
So,
my native.
Yeah. You know, the problem in this realm is this, there's a veil, and we can't see what's on the other side. And then a voice starts talking to you that comes from the other side that seems to see things you don't see. And it's easy to give up your power in that moment, right? Because, well, tell me what's going on. But I do ask them what's going on. And they do tell me. And at least they tell me, and it sounds very reasonable about how things work. And it's never been explained before in this realm. I mean, so I felt compelled to put it out, but I help people start having epiphanies because it puts pieces of all kinds of stuff together. And, you know, David went on to be talking about his the conspiracies and ETs and secret space programs. And, I mean, he's done really well, and my book helped set him off, but I'm not sure I agree with everything he comes up with these days. So, but I don't really want to say anything negative about it.
Right.
He's doing what he's doing.
No,
he's
I don't.
Influenced a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
So that's all.
Yeah. I appreciate that rundown there. Understand a lot of this is what these people are doing out here, and I never got the feeling that from you, but and it's sort of a dichotomy or a paradox, even though in a way there's not, that we've got our egos involved if we're doing commerce, gotta be polite to people to tell them what they want to hear, so they'll send you money. And that's the strange part about what we've got going here. Until that's settled, you've sort of in the matrix got to hawk your soul to get something that there's nothing of, money, in order to pay for something that never was. Yeah. All made up out of thin air, of course. So it's a strange thing that you've got to have some popularity, people like you. And in that case, in that vein, it's sort of unfortunate, but I understand it pretty well, that right now in this realm with the veil on, like you say, you and where under the Miranda warning, where the say-so of our will is used, can and will be used against us, and is, that you can't really tell the truth right now. News is just news. It's not the truth of the human being.
Are you talking about TV news? Or alternative news?
any news is news.
Right. Okay. Anyone that's trying to tell people what's going on. From Alex Jones to
right.
MSNBC or whatever it is, right?
Right.
I think that's true. I think there's truth to that. Because, first of all, if you actually told the complete truth, you'd probably be dead. Right?
Yeah, exactly. It's been criminalized, exactly.
It's been criminalized. And
the truth has been criminalized.
It's not criminalized. Yeah. They do it under the table, so to speak, right? But
your will is used against you, so that if you want to tell the truth in a criminal system, since a criminal system is a fiction, it doesn't have a mouth to speak, then it needs our will to use against us. And this is how they do what they do, because a fiction entity mm-hmm. doesn't have a will, and it needs our will. So mm-hmm. what you say can and will, and this is what everybody is involved in, because we're all a bunch of liars right now. So,
luckily, I don't talk too much about the news. I talk about the news on the other side. Okay.
I know.
Have you ever come to our Whole Planet Healing?
Might have in the past.
You would remember it if you did. I mean, I'll tell you and anyone else that's listening, this is absolutely the best thing I'm doing. And we do it every night at 7 o'clock. You know, everyone's heard the story of how in 2002 I had a new girlfriend that started channeling, and I was communicating to this voice that said they were the Elohim. And who's making all that noise? Is that PBS in the background? Okay. All right. Well, aside from getting answers to some of the most profound answers to questions on how the universe runs, there was another amazing aspect of the Elohim where when I did things, public events, people could feel this energy in the room. And I could see energy in the room. And it happened, and I asked them, could you explain that energy? And they said, that was us. We were helping you. So I learned the Elohim is a group soul that has the ability to project energy into this realm. They have the ability to join with our energy. And on Whole Planet Healing, that show is focused on that aspect of this group soul on the other side. And people that are on the phone end up feeling energy, feeling uplifted. And we make a group energy, and we create intentions, which is my modern-day word for prayer. Group intentions with these sources present. And it becomes very powerful. And the coolest right. thing about it is that everybody starts to have fun on the call. It's not like a party. The beginning of it is sometimes. But it's kind of like the energy is so uplifted that comes in. People feel this energy. And, you know, it's hard to explain what the energy of these sources on the other side feels like. Because it's not emotional. It's expanded energy. And that's what this Whole Planet Healing call is. And now, there's a number of people on the line tonight that are regulars because people get addicted to it. And let me see. I'll see if anyone will say anything about their experience on it. Anyone like to share what happens to them on Whole Planet Healing?
Well, we get chills.
You get chills.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Peaceful sleep.
Yes.
Well, Wynn, you are an uplifting fellow, Wynn. And to my point, that when you're doing commerce in a popularity contest with hit counters on websites to do commerce to pay in a survival mode to pay our way, it's sort of a very strange thing because we need the so-called money, but you don't really want it because there is none. And we've got to sink down into lower energies in order to have that nothing, no money, fiction money. And we lose our soul in the process because we lose our time. And this is what there's a saying by David R. Hawkins. He says there is no antidepressant that will cure a depression that is spiritually based. He says, for the malaise does not originate from brain dysfunction, but from an accurate response to the desecration of life. And until everybody, we all stop and become, you can tell the truth when it's uplifting, Wynn, and that's why I called, because it's uplifting, and there's a lot of negativity out here. All the news, people want us to hear for a distraction. However, until we you can't get out of the matrix, but the best we could do is just stop as much as we humanly possible can, participating in that which is false. And that's what I've endeavored. Yes, when you could send the chills because you're centered and you have peace of mind, and therefore you can have.
Now, wait a second. Let me clarify something. Okay.
Okay.
That happens. Because when I get on the call, I'm not always centered, okay? I'm not always having peace of mind. I would never claim that. All I can say is that I have created a rapport with these sources on the other side, and they trust me, and that they have the ability to bring energy into this realm. And I learned to trust them, that I let them use me as a repeater station. So it looks like I'm more together than I am. It's a trick.
Yes.
But it's not. But it's not me. Yeah. Pardon me.
I understand.
Because you trust
them.
Yeah. Perfect.
Because I trust them, and they trust me. We have a rapport. Yeah. And
I want to mention here real quick for those who are listening in through BBS Radio, if you want to participate with a whole planet healing call, grab pen and paper. The call starts in about 5 minutes. The phone number to call in, it's only per conference call, is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound.
Yeah, okay. Come in and check it out, because this is not anything. It's very hard to put verbally what happens there. All I can say is there's an energy on that call. There's an energy on this call, but we're not focused on that energy on this call. You know, this call has to be more entertaining, theoretically. But on Whole Planet Healing, the people that come there hold the energy. They're part of the creation of the energy. We create a group energy. I kind of steer it. And then we go to trouble spots on the planet and send energy to those things. And there's definitely been some miracles that have happened because of that call. And the miracles happen when they do, because of everyone that's on the call, holding the energy. I'm just a good speaker. and I'm smart, and I'm a good facilitator. So I can hold the space for it all in the center of it. But, you know, they work through me. They work through you. They'll work through anyone. They really want to work through people. They really want to bring higher energy into this realm.
That's how it works. You're right.
For the sake of mankind. And if they're not better than you, you do your part, they do their part. It's kind of like a team, teamwork. I mean, if there's no one down here that was willing to hold the energy, they don't have anyone
right.
to work with to bring energy down.
There. Right.
And so
it's nothing.
They're not on
it's
the
nothing
ego trip, they don't want to be worshipped. But in any case, I think it's time
no.
to end this call. Anybody okay. have anything?
You give that number again.
712-770-4340, access code 250-513#. You can also find his number at www.allplanethealing.com. 712-770-4340, 250-513#. Poof.
And by the way, every Sunday morning, we've been doing a show from 10 to noon, and the last five or six shows, we're having live sessions talking to the Elohim. Now, historically, the Elohim is supposed to be one of the words for God in the Old Testament, the word the Mormons use for God. They're not God in the way people think of God. They're a group soul and at a very high dimension. And you can hear how they answer questions on Sunday morning. And on that note, we're going to end this call. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, Hives. Thank you, everyone who volunteers to make all this work. Thank you, Terry.
Thank
Terry,
you.
Are you there?
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thanks, Terry. Everybody.
You're muted.